Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels. An instruction on the application of Pope Benedict XVI's 2007 Motu Proprio on the liturgy was published today. Emer McCarthy reports.
The basic purpose of this instruction is to favor reconciliation within the Church and ensure the correct interpretation and application of Pope Benedict XVI's 2007 legislation, or motu proprio, on the use of the liturgy, Summorum Pontificium. Entitled Universae Ecclesiae, it was drawn up by the Ecclesia Dei Commission, set up by the Pope for this specific reason, and headed by U.S. Cardinal William Levada. The document, 3 years in the making, is also the fruit of observations made by bishops across the world, invited by the Pope to contribute their findings regarding the practical application of the motu proprio in parishes and dioceses around the globe. The text immediately clarifies two aims. First, that of offering all faithful the Roman liturgy in its most ancient usage. In short, the Latin Mass in use prior to the Second Vatican Council liturgical reform, known as the Forma Extraordinaria. And secondly, really ensure the use of this Forma Extraordinaria to those who request it, while reaffirming the fundamental principle that the two forms of the Roman liturgy, ordinary and extraordinary, are two usages of the same Roman rite, one alongside the other. The instruction affirms the responsibility of bishops to allow the celebration of the extraordinary form and provides for appeals to the Commission against the orders of bishops. It proposes a spirit of generous welcome towards groups of faithful who request the extraordinary form and states they need not necessarily be from the same parish or diocese, provided, however, that they do not in any way support or belong to groups that show themselves contrary to the validity or legitimacy of the ordinary form and or authority of the Pope as supreme pastor of the universal Church. Concern is also apparent in the instruction's provisions about the suitable priest to celebrate this form, who must have a sufficient knowledge of Latin, know the rite to be celebrated, and most importantly, have no impediments in canonical terms. Bishops are also encouraged to make formation to this liturgical usage available in seminary training. Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi described the document as a very balanced text, which seeks to promote, as the Pope had intended, the peaceful use of the liturgy, and insists very strongly on the spirit of ecclesial communion which must be present in everyone, faithful, priests, and bishops. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.